Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Appalachian Witchcraft for Beginners by Auburn Lilly offers an accessible entry point into the folk magic traditions associated with the Appalachian region. Rather than presenting witchcraft as a single, uniform system, the book frames Appalachian practice as a lived blend of influences shaped by geography, migration, religion, and everyday necessity. Readers are introduced to the idea that much of this tradition centers on practical outcomes such as protection, healing, luck, and household harmony, expressed through simple rituals, spoken intentions, and the use of common materials. As a beginner-focused guide, it emphasizes foundational understanding before complexity, learning the cultural background, recognizing the role of community wisdom, and building a personal practice rooted in respect and practicality. By focusing on history, remedies, and spells, the book positions Appalachian witchcraft as a working tradition connected to land, plants, seasonal rhythms, and the moral frameworks of the people who carried it forward. The result is a gentle, organized starting place for readers drawn to folk magic with deep regional character. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, roots and context of Appalachian folk magic. A core topic is the historical and cultural backdrop that shaped Appalachian folk magic into a distinct tradition. The book highlights how regional practice did not emerge in isolation, but grew from layered influences carried into the mountains through settlement, trade, and community exchange. Appalachian life often demanded self-reliance, and that practicality shows up in the magical worldview. Traditions were preserved because they were useful, memorable, and easy to pass along. The book also situates folk magic alongside religion, especially the ways biblical language, prayer, and moral expectations had historically coexisted with charms and household rituals. This matters for beginners because it prevents treating Appalachian witchcraft as a trendy aesthetic divorced from real people and real conditions. Understanding the context encourages respectful learning, helps readers recognize why certain practices focus on protection and healing, and clarifies why many workings are quiet and domestic rather than ceremonial. By emphasizing the region as a living culture rather than a fantasy setting, the book invites readers to approach the tradition with humility, curiosity, and care for accurate representation. This foundation supports everything else, from choosing materials to setting intentions, because it teaches what Appalachian folk magic is trying to accomplish in daily life. Secondly, remedies, healing traditions, and practical herbalism. Another major focus is the relationship between folk magic and home-based remedies. Appalachian traditions are widely associated with healing knowledge, including plant lore and household methods for comfort, cleansing, and recovery. For beginners, the book frames remedies as part of a broader system of care where physical actions and spiritual intentions reinforce each other. This includes concepts like energetic cleansing, protective measures around illness, and practices aimed at restoring balance within the home. A key takeaway is that the tradition values what is available and dependable: plants, kitchen goods, water, salt, and simple preparations that fit everyday routines. The book encourages readers to treat herbal and healing topics responsibly, recognizing limits and prioritizing safety, while still appreciating the cultural role of traditional knowledge. It also helps readers see why healing magic is often intertwined with family stories, seasonal gathering, and respect for land. Beginners gain a practical mindset, start with gentle, supportive practices, learn correspondences gradually, and build a small repertoire of safe techniques that can be repeated consistently. In this way, remedies become not only about curing, but also about prevention, comfort, and strengthening personal resilience through repeated acts of care. Thirdly, protection work and household spiritual boundaries. Protection is one of the most recognizable goals in Appalachian folk magic, and the book treats it as a foundational skill. Rather than emphasizing dramatic conflict, protection work is presented as steady maintenance of spiritual boundaries around the self, family, and home. Beginners are guided toward practical methods that match the tradition, cleansing spaces, blessing thresholds, using simple protective ingredients, and creating routines that reinforce a sense of safety. The underlying idea is that luck, health, and peace of mind can be supported through regular spiritual housekeeping, especially in environments where stress, conflict, or uncertainty may accumulate. This topic also addresses the psychological value of protection practices. When a person has a repeatable method to reset their space, it can reduce anxiety and restore a sense of agency. The book also encourages discernment, helping readers separate respectful caution from paranoia, and to focus on what can be controlled: personal choices, boundaries, and consistent habits. By emphasizing the home as a spiritual ecosystem, the book links protection to daily life, not occasional emergencies. This makes protection work approachable for beginners who want a grounded practice that produces observable changes in routine, confidence, and household atmosphere. Fourthly, spells, charms, and the power of everyday materials. The spellcraft presented is rooted in simplicity and accessibility, reflecting a folk tradition where tools are often ordinary and meaning is built through use. This topic explores how spells and charms can be constructed from readily available items and clear intent, rather than expensive supplies or complex ceremonial frameworks. The book emphasizes that effectiveness often comes from repetition, focus, and cultural logic, doing the same type of working in the same way, at the same time, for the same purpose, until it becomes part of a trusted pattern. Beginners learn that a charm can be as much about timing, words, and gesture as it is about objects. The book also highlights practical spell categories that align with appellation needs, protection, luck, love, prosperity, and healing support. Readers are encouraged to keep working straightforward, observe results, and refine their methods, which fosters a skill-based approach rather than reliance on one perfect spell. This topic also supports ethical reflection, reminding practitioners that folk magic is often relationship-based, involving community norms, personal responsibility, and respect for others. By framing spells as everyday problem-solving, the book helps beginners build confidence and develop a personal style without losing the grounded character of the tradition. Lastly, building a respectful beginner practice and personal path. A final key topic is how to begin practicing in a way that honors both the tradition and the reader's real-life circumstances. The book encourages readers to start small, learn the reasoning behind common methods, and avoid rushing into advanced claims or performative identities. This is especially important with a regional tradition that is often misunderstood or romanticized. Beginners are guided toward building blocks such as basic cleansing, protection routines, simple blessings, and safe use of common correspondences. The book also supports the idea of record keeping and observation, helping readers track what they did, what changed, and what felt meaningful. Over time, this approach builds discernment and reduces the likelihood of copying practices without understanding them. Another part of respectful practice is recognizing boundaries, what is culturally specific, what is broadly shared across folk magic, and what should be approached cautiously or researched further. The book's beginner focus also reinforces sustainability. A workable practice is one that fits into daily life, uses affordable materials, and supports mental and emotional well-being rather than creating pressure. By focusing on skills, ethics, and consistency, this topic helps readers form a stable foundation that can grow naturally into deeper study and more personalized work. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are curious about Appalachian folk magic and want a beginner-friendly path that prioritizes practicality over spectacality. It will appeal to people interested in ancestral or regional traditions, home-centered spiritual routines, and simple spells that use everyday materials. It can benefit a reader's life by offering structured ways to focus intention, maintain calming household rituals, and build a sense of personal agency through repeatable practices like cleansing, protection, and gentle healing support. Even for those who approach it from a cultural or historical interest, the emphasis on context helps readers understand why these methods developed and how they functioned in community life. Compared with many modern witchcraft books that lean heavily on eclectic systems or complex ceremonial toolkits, this title stands out for its grounded folk magic orientation and its emphasis on beginner fundamentals. It centers usefulness, affordability, and routines that can be integrated into real schedules, making it a practical purchase rather than a purely inspirational read. If you want an introduction that links history, remedies, and spellwork into a coherent starting practice, and you value a respectful approach to a living regional tradition, this book is a worthwhile addition to your shelf. If you would like to support Auburn Lily, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.